Moments after she met Candy Clifton for the first time, Astrid Friedman-Smith experienced a sinking feeling of recognition. She knew karma when it came around to bite her in the ass. It was on that very first day at her new school that Astrid found herself flying, literally flying, across the cafeteria and then falling face down on the polished linoleum while her classmates laughed and threw milk cartons and French fries at her. She knew she deserved it, especially because her own poor choices had been one of the main reasons she was at this new school in the first place. It was the fall of 1988 when they moved from Queens to elsewhere New York, in part because Astrid had a not-so-insignificant problem with bullying and harassing other students. A problem so big, in fact, that it had made the New York area tabloid newspapers, which ran third and fourth page headlines like, "High-performing high schoolers get an A-plus in cruelty," and "Out on her Astrid, lead bully expelled from prep school." Footnote, but we'll get to that. Astrid had lived in elsewhere for a full 2 weeks before that first day in the cafeteria, and she'd still believed the move had been punishment enough. This was partly because, before the move, when Astrid had looked up elsewhere in the World Book Encyclopedia, footnote, the hard copies of Wikipedia, big books in an alphabetical set, they covered lots of topics but were sort of limited. For example, there was no entry for anything really contemporary, and there was no good sex stuff, much to the dismay of many middle schoolers. All she was able to discover was that it was a small, economically depressed community where the high taxes were matched only by a startlingly high suicide rate. Some real small-town values right there, Astrid had thought. She'd imagined that if she could simply survive her senior year at Elsewhere High, she'd be fine. She'd had no idea that surviving elsewhere might actually be a challenge. She'd heard of Candy before she'd met her, and even seen a picture of her. For some inexplicable reason, there was a lurid painting of a 12-year-old Candy hanging up in the public library. From what Astrid had gathered, this Candy girl, despite only being in high school, ran the town of Elsewhere. This made no sense to Astrid, but then again, there were lots of things about her new town that she hadn't been able to fully comprehend. How it was possible, for example, that the town simply didn't have cable and barely got network television stations. Footnote. Once upon a time, if you had a good antenna on the top of your house, your television was able to stream, not what we called it, 7 or 8 stations. And that was it. Or why was it that everyone was so scrawny? And not in a fashionable New York way. They were unhealthy, sunken-eyed, and sallow-looking. And why, at least if the classes Astrid had attended that first day were any indication, did no one seem all that concerned with attendance, academics, or really anything close to scholarly rigor at Elsewhere High? Astrid couldn't ask these questions, though, because up until the day she met Candy, no one was willing to actually speak to her. All of her overtures of friendship had been met with either blank indifference, nervous giggling, or wide-eyed, outright fear. That all changed the day she met Candy. Astrid was sitting at one end of a long table, empty except for a cute, nerdy kid alone at the other end, who was immersed in a D&D rulebook. Footnote? Don't ask Astrid how she knew what it was. She wouldn't want to talk about it. Astrid was, strategically, sensorially cocooned, the cure blasting on her headphones, eyes glued to her blue binder, on which she was putting the finishing touches on an elaborate rendering of the words, "the sugar cubes," and chewing on the turkey sandwich she'd just bought and then customized, removing the turkey and putting chips in its place. She had almost forgotten herself, munching away, when a strange sensation overtook her. It was as though someone had thrown a big down comforter over the entire cafeteria. She looked up to see that everyone was talking differently, standing differently.